Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, everybody!
Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hey, everybody, I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, we drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Beth Riley brings another great tune, as always, from the Beach Boys in her Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break. We board the Catching a Wave time machine for the week ending June 5th, 1965. We hear a trio of California-themed tunes from the Runaways, Ronnie Spector, and the Crickets, plus new and vintage tunes from Southern Culture on the Skids, the High Risers, the Monkees, the Manakuras, Surf Nato Tiki Squad, the Seatopians, Bali Lamas, D.D. Ray, and still there's more. Let's kick it off with a track from the bonus disc of his West of the West album. Here's Dave Alvin.
Hi, this is Dave Alvin, and I'd like to play a California folk song for you. The first song was originally recorded in 1962 in my hometown of Downey, California, for the Downey record label at Wenzel's Music Store by the hometown heroes, the Rumblers. It's a little song called Boss.
It's the Seatopians and the tune Manos, the Hands of Fate, from their Underwater Ally release. Our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later in the show. It's from a band from South Bay, Los Angeles, and it's their most popular tune from 1961. Lots of folks have covered this one, the answer and the song coming up later in the show, but right now, from Didi Ray, this is Whiskey in the Jar.
Hi, amigos. This is Didi Ray, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Surfnado Tiki Squad, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with the super rad Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you.
a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard the Monocuras and the tune Exotic Blue Soul from their self-titled EP. Now, they contain members of Satan's Pilgrims, the Intoxicators, and ex-member of Aqualads. Great stuff there. Also in the mix, Surfnado Tiki Squad and Cowboys from The Dwell from their incredible album Tiki Fingers. Now up next, we've got three California theme tunes for you. The Runaways, also the original Bad Girl of Rock and Roll, Ronnie Spector, and getting us started, covering California Sun. This is from 1964 on Capitol Records. It's The Crickets.
Feel you have to come. Take a minute, she won't.
That's the Runaways finishing up a trio of California themed tunes. There's a song California Paradise from their 1977 release Queens of Noise on Mercury Records. Before that was Ronnie Spector from her 2006 release The Last of the Rock Stars and the tune Ode to LA. Our Jammin' James Jukebox selection is coming up later. It's from this South Bay, Los Angeles-based band, and it's their most popular tune from 1961. Lots of people have covered this one. Now, members later went on to bands like Eddie and the Showmen, the Standells, Cat Mother and the All Night Newsboys, and the Challengers. We'll have that song later in the show, but right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up and down,
Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys Break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys Break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one was written by Mike Love, Brian Wilson, and Joe Thomas, and released on the That's Why God Made the Radio album, released on June 5th, 2012. It was produced by Brian Wilson, and the album was recorded to coincide with the band's 50th anniversary. It is their first album to feature original material since Summer in Paradise in 1992. It was also their first album to feature guitarist and backing vocalist David Marks since Little Deuce Coop in 1963, and their very first album since the 1998 death of co-founder Carl Wilson. It features Mike Love, Brian Wilson, and Bruce Johnston on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Spring Vacation. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
Summer weather, we're back together.
Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's only in your mind. A moment ago, you heard the Bali Lamas in the tune Coral Fixation. It's from the release High Times, Low Tides. Up next, we got a tune from the Monkees called The Door Into Summer, but first a song by the Hi-Risers to tie into that, talking about a girl that only wants to stay inside and watch the Monkees. And we say, what's wrong with that?
Hey, this is Greg Townsend from Los Straitjackets and the Hi-Risers, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley.
I go over every Saturday to see her. The day's already planned, she says to me. From this fantasy, no one can ever free her. Well, I wish that it was me she'd rather see. She just wants to stay inside and watch the Monkees. And in front of her TV, she's going to stay. And every time they monkey around, well, that girl just puts me down. But I've gotta win her love in any way. Hey, hey, hey! She's got pictures on the wall from floor to ceiling. Spends her babysitting bread on Tiger Beat. And when Davy sings, it really leaves her reeling. I wish it was me that swept her off her feet. She just wants to stay inside and watch the Monkees. And in front of her TV, she's going to stay. And every time they monkey around, that girl just puts me down. But I've gotta win her love in any way. But in her fantasy, she's happy. I could not take that away. No, 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 no. Watch the Monkees. And in front of her TV, she's going to stay. And every time they monkey around, that girl just puts me down. But I've gotta win her love in any way. Hey, hey, hey. Brightly painted
December sun, fading through the door into summer.
They're still getting the funniest looks from everyone they meet. The Monkees from their 1967 album Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited. In the tune The Door Into Summer, with Mike Nesmith on lead vocals, as well as Mickey Dolenz towards the end as well. Time now to board the Catching a Wave time machine.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
You're aboard the Catching a Wave time machine. We've set our destination for the week ending June 5th, 1965. To hear some tunes in the top 5 on the Billboard Top 100, including the number 1 song this week. At number 5 is a song that would eventually top the charts. It would become this band's 7th consecutive number 1 in the UK, their 3rd consecutive and 6th total number 1 in the USA, and topped the charts in Canada, Australia, and Ireland. It was included in their film and soundtrack of Help. It came in at number 394 in Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest songs of all time. At number 5 for the week ending June 5th, 1965, the Fab Four, the Beatles, and Ticket to Ride.
She's got a ticket to ride.
You're safely aboard the Catching a Wave time machine. Your surfboards are stowed in the back. We're at our destination for the week ending June 5th, 1965. And coming in at number two is a song that was recorded at Sam C. Phillips Recording Studio in Memphis, Tennessee. That's appeared in movies like Fast Times, At Ridgemont High, Full Metal Jacket, The Rookie, Splash, Scrooged, Happy Gilmore, and so many more. And lots of artists have also covered this one, including Bachman Turner Overdrive, Dave Edmonds, and so many more. And number two for the week ending June 5th, 1965, it's Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs with Wooly Bully.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Strapped in the Catching a Wave time machine, and we're about to hear the number one song for the week ending June 5th, 1965. The first version appeared on the 1965 Today album. It was re-recorded with a bit of a different arrangement and released as a single and included on their Summer Days and Summer Nights album. Rhythm guitarist Al Jardine sang lead on both versions. Some of the backing musicians included Glenn Campbell, Billy Strange, Leon Russell, Hal Blaine, Billy Lee Riley, and several more. The song still holds up today, and it's likely, if your name is Rhonda, you know this one. At number one for the week ending June 5th, 1965, it's the Beach Boys and Help Me Rhonda.
This song is number one.
Number one.
Help me, Rhonda.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. The song this week is from this South Bay, Los Angeles-based band, and it's their most popular tune. Lots of covers of this one. Now, members later went on to bands like Eddie and the Showmen, the Standells, Cat Mother and the All-Night Newsboys, and the Challengers. From 1961 on RV Records, it's the Bel Airs and Mr. Moto on the Jammin' James Jukebox. We'll be right back. album Forgotten Cove. That's the Volcanics and Big Boss Man. The Ventures before that from their Twist with the Ventures release, their cover of The Twist. And also in the mix, new from the album At Home with Southern Culture on the Skids. That's the tune Billy's Board. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. You can email us at catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.